You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 249 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 5th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So what I wanted to talk to you about is Independence Day. So yesterday we celebrated July 4th, and most people recognize, I think, that, you know, we have these fireworks and we have a great day, and that, yes, we take time to think about all the people who, you know, fought for our freedoms. But I think especially this year, we have to take stock of all the things that we have to be grateful for. And that once we get out of this quarantine fully, we'll then be able to participate in all the things that we did. And I think not a lot of people thought about the things that they had and were grateful that for the things that they had before quarantine. And now we're looking back on it and saying, hey, wow, you know, I really wish that my kid had a graduation, or I really wish that, you know, I could just go to the movie theater, I could just go to the gym without having to worry. So what I'd like to think about today is, what can we celebrate our independence from? So I watched Hamilton on Disney Plus on Friday, and it's a story of, basically our founding fathers and two strong personalities, Alexander Hamilton, Aaron Burr, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, so many of these people who had so many different personalities, but at the end of the day came together for a common cause. And they did it in so many different ways, right? And so the question I think today that we're going to ask ourselves is, you know, watching Hamilton is, you know, he did what most people wouldn't do. He came over from, you know, a different country. He worked so hard and did the things like, you know, writing so many of the Federalist Papers, founding the bank. And he really found his voice and would not stop and was just such a driving force. He also had his demons, as they talk about in the musical. And so what would his life have been like if he would have gave up, you know, some of the things that, just some of his demons, right? And so what I think what we need to talk about today is, what do we need to celebrate our independence from? You know, could it be, you know, eating the wrong types of food? Can it be, you know, being in the wrong type of relationship, right? Could it be something like, watching too much television or, you know, whatever it is, whatever our own personal demons are? I think it's time, isn't it, to celebrate our independence from at least one thing today? Think about, you know, what is the one thing in my life that I didn't do or that I did do that would make my life tremendously better? You know, I talk a lot about, you know, marketing, sales, and leadership. I also talk a lot about wellness and so many things that we could do just to make our life better. What's just one thing that you want to celebrate your independence from and take one step today towards that goal? The story of our country is we have our independence from England, right? And it's because we got to a point where we couldn't take it anymore. We were taxed to the brim. We were not treated well within the British Empire. So we got together and we said, no more. And we're going to be independent. We're going to be free. We think so often about freedom being, you know, that we are our own country and that we have certain freedoms of things that we can do. You know, we have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. Freedom to assemble, right? And we've seen that so powerfully in the past couple of months with the protests that have been going on. And that's just what America is about. And I congratulate those people who did that. But also, there are certain things that yes, there are positive freedoms, but then there are things that we need to get ourselves out from. And that's what I really think America is all about. It's about getting away from something that hurt us, getting ourselves away from England, from the king, from people that wanted to take things away from us. And there are certain things in our lives that take away from our enjoyment of our lives. And that could be anything. That could be, I had a Facebook conversation today with somebody who, was just spreading fear. Just spreading, oh my gosh. They were so upset because they didn't think that their son or daughter was going to get a freshman orientation in high school. Which, by the way, no one said that that we weren't going to have one, right? Actually, they sent out a link to a bunch of videos and a bunch of information to help people get acclimated to the high school, right? That's probably a lot more than a lot of high schools did. But this person was just spreading fear, and I just want to say, if it's fear, if it's whatever it is that is keeping you at bay, is keeping you down, get away from it. Whether it's drugs, an alcohol addiction, get help. And so, what I talk about a lot is collaborating with people and knowing that, you don't have all the answers, because it's impossible to have all the right answers. But if you collaborate with people, if you get knowledge from others, that's the way that we're all going to work together and get away from, declare our freedom from the things that are holding us back in life. So, as your daily action item today, I really want you to think about what is one specific thing that if you declared your independence from, your life would be tremendously better. And then think of a resource, someone to talk to, something that you could do today to get away from it, to deal with it, to be free from it. And that's what I really think that we need to do on Independence Day and every Independence Day. So I would love to hear your comments, and I ask you to please join into the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can also leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session is a new date. It's going to be Tuesday, July 7th at 7 p.m. Central. So you can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersdq. If you click on the events tab, there's an event that we listed for this Tuesday. If you want to go ahead and RSVP to register for the event, of course it's a free event that we do on social media. But would love to for you to tell people that you're going. So in one way you can do that is by clicking on that link. So have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.